Are you here for the march?
Yeah.
If you want to go ahead and go into the sanctuary, that's where we're going to be starting. Thank you.
Our next speaker today is Belle Townsend. She's a senior at Henderson County High School. She owns her own business. She's involved in the largest youth government program in the U.S. And today she actually left one of her conferences to come speak to you all today.
It was Wednesday, Chicken Ring Day. Notoriously the best day of the week in the cafeteria, we sat in a room of 400-plus students. It was February 21st, 1 week after Nicholas Cruz senselessly sentenced 17 children to death after pulling a fire alarm and shooting into the crowd. It was Wednesday, Chicken Ring Day. The fire alarm went off. It was lunch. We never had fire drills during lunch. Most of the students in the cafeteria did not get up. I know I didn't. My immediate reaction was not to flee fire, but to flee gunfire.
Okay, so I didn't come here today to be quiet, so we're not going to be quiet. How about that? Okay. So the first chants we have are going to be call and respond. So the first one we have is we call. I'm going to say that with a megahorn, and then you're going to say BS. So we're going to practice all these, okay? So we call.
BS.
We call.
BS.
Okay. The next one we have is no more silence and gun violence. So, no more silence.
And gun violence.
No more
silence.
Before this march, much of the national debate about gun violence has come from older, mostly male speakers. But on this day, the students had the megaphone, the moral high ground, and plenty of support.
I did not just feel helpless because I might get hurt. I felt powerless because I thought I might die. In this cafeteria that I had eaten in approximately 650 times, I never thought my death would take place somewhere so familiar, but I guess those 17 kids in Parkland didn't think they would die in their school either. All of this went through my head in about 5 seconds, only to learn 30 seconds later that the fire alarm had malfunctioned. How devastating is it that our fire alarm, an alarm telling us to flee, somehow made us stagnant? The feeling of powerlessness I felt that day is one that made me empowered enough to speak to you today.
In a driving rain, young and old, they marched, seeming to wear their soggy clothes and shoes like badges of honor to the Four Freedoms Monument, which promised freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from oppression, and freedom from fear.
Enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is
There are many theories behind why the Parkland, Florida mass shooting is the one prompting massive protests and lobbying efforts to change gun laws. It's possible that a new generation of American parents are beginning to play a role. I had an interesting conversation with one of the adult advisors of the Evansville March. Gina Garrett started talking about some of her own experiences in a way that was both chilling and enlightening.
So you actually came of age with Columbine.
I did, yeah. I was in government class and the day it happened, and it was April 20th. So we were in school, and the news, they put on the news at school, and it was, yeah, it was a sea change moment. It was one of those things like, we didn't know it was going to become an epidemic. It seemed like a one-time, you know, these two kids did this one bad thing, and then we thought, oh, well, that was, you know, it was terrible, it was scary. But no one ever thought at that moment in 10 years, in 15 years, we're still going to have this happening, you know, weekly, pretty much. If we'd known then, I think we would have been more scared than we are now. We should have been more scared. But nobody thought it was the beginning of something this, you know, entrenched. I think we really thought it was a crazy, one-time, scary thing, and it wasn't.
Something that intrigues me about that then, though, is it someone from your generation who had the experiences that you've had, is it more likely or less likely that they would get involved right now?
I do think coming from a place of, you know, remembering that day of when Columbine happened, I think it can sort of make you more empathetic to the kids of seeing like, well, remember how scary that was. Imagine feeling like that every day. And that kind of gives you a little push towards, well, maybe we should do something. Maybe this isn't this isn't okay. So, yeah, and I never want to speak for anyone else, but I think more so than maybe people who are older, we do have a little bit of a personal stake in it just because we remember.
So, an entire generation of adults who have watched school shootings become more frequent and more deadly are moving into leadership roles, and they say they're ready for the hard work of effecting change.
There is nothing wrong with responsible gun ownership, but there is everything wrong with how we are currently operating. Stop this narrative before it is all our children know. Let them grow up in a society where they can be panicked when the fire alarm goes off because there really might be a fire. Let them grow up in a society where they know their voice matters and they don't just have to helplessly react. Let them grow up like the Sandy Hook students, Parkland students, and so many other students never got to. Let them grow up. Thank you.